Well, as Sam just said, the outbreak inside Victoria's nursing homes continues to get worse. And as the crisis unfolds, medical experts are raising concerns about staff conditions and workloads. Rachel Mealy has been taking a look.
Five of the six deaths recorded yesterday in Victoria were connected to the aged care sector. Dr. John Maddison is the president of the Australian and New Zealand Society for Geriatric Medicine. He says isolation of positive cases needs to be the number one objective.
The nursing homes are not mini hospitals, and they really have some structural infrastructure challenges, which makes managing infection outbreaks very difficult. I mean, they're intended to be people's homes, and that's what they appropriately look like. But they're not set up like hospitals with hand basins and appropriate floor coverings, and they're largely designed to let people intermingle and socialise, which is the exact opposite of what you want. So one of the key things each nursing home outbreak needs to consider is how do you isolate cases? And if that can't be done locally, then consideration would have to be given to moving residents elsewhere where isolation can be achieved.
Dr. Maddison says no patient who could benefit should be denied hospitalisation.
You know, if the only way isolation can be achieved is through hospitalisation, then that has to be considered, although that may quickly overwhelm the system, so that other options have to be looked at. But the second point is that although fatality rates for people in residential aged care are very high, and literature is somewhere between 10 and 40%, which is a terrifying number, if we just cast that in a different light, that means that 60% or more actually survive their infection, and no person who would benefit from hospitalisation should be denied it. And those conversations and decisions for that individual patient, areas where geriatricians and other specialists are very good at advising.
Richard Colbeck is the Federal Minister for Aged Care and Senior Australians.
Oh, this is going to be very, very tragic. The mortality rate for people who are in residential aged care with the comorbidities that they have is very high. We are seeing a very, very disturbing and tragic spread through the community, and that's manifesting also in residential aged care and through the health system in Victoria. And so there is a lot of bad news to come.
Commonwealth authorities and their Victorian counterparts are setting up an aged care response centre today. Minister Colbeck says he's confident aged care workers in Victoria have access to personal protective equipment, but points to community transmission as the central problem.
There continue to be growing numbers. It's purely a function of the community spread.
Pat Sparrow is the CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia, which represents not-for-profit aged care providers. She says many centres are dealing with a shortfall in staff numbers.
We do have staff who have to self-isolate. They may be waiting for test results. There may be a number of reasons why they can't work. And obviously they need to look after themselves. So, and anything up to 30% of staff in aged care are working at multiple facilities, which we're also working to reduce. Many providers had already done that, but we're now putting in place, or the government and industry are putting in place, a system-wide response to that. So there is no doubt that there's going to be incredible stress.
Rachel Mealy reporting there.